Hello, bold business leaders. Welcome to your inspirational clip for the Woke Babe. This is a podcast series for women who want to rise higher. I know we're all busy, so I want to thank you for giving yourself this time to level set your day. You're an energetic warrior that goes into this very negative world each and every day, and yet you know the power of positivity. You are the light that naturally aims high and knows that love ultimately conquers all. That's why I want to continue on this theme of being quarantined during this coronavirus outbreak. I think it's important right now that we slow down and pay attention to the details. That's why this episode is called Details During Coronavirus. So we can all identify with a scenario that I'm about to tell you. It's one of those interesting things that when you're working from home, which is might be new to you like it is for me, it tends to be an interesting dynamic because you have your children, you have all these things that you're trying to balance, and you're trying to obviously maintain professionalism at work while you have a screaming child behind you. That's definitely a balancing act. And so I thought today I could just share with you this scenario, and then maybe those small details will help you as we get through this quarantine life that we're currently living in. Imagine that you're having a great day and then your self-absorbed whoever, now you know who that is, I'm sure a face came to you just as I said it. It could be a family member, a friend. I think you all know who this is, but they call you. Remember, you're having a great day. I'm trying to stay positive, super positive, in fact, during a quarantine coronavirus. And I'm a single mom who's working, but I'm having a great day kind of day. Okay, so that's the first step. First, you notice that they ask you a bunch of questions, but they really don't care what the answer is. And, you know, they want to know how your day is, and then they rush past it, and then suddenly they dive in. Yes, that friend, the one that spends a lot of time emotionally dumping or just shifting your mood. I was listening to Abram Hicks, and she had said something really interesting about how you have to start the day making sure your energy is high. That way, when things come into you, like whether it's the newspaper, the emails, the social media, your kids come in this sort of place, in this negative place, that you are literally ready and prepared to vibrate high and potentially shift them to vibrate higher. So rather doing what I've done in the past, which is let that kind of ruin my day and then try to figure out how to reshift, and then I end up making bad choices because I'm vibrating at a low vibration after that point, I think we need a new game plan. There has to be a way to put it on mute so you can't hear the toxicness. I don't know if that's a word, but I'm going to use it because you get my point. And then when the conversation is over, maybe it's like an app and it suddenly tells you, okay, the negative stuff's over, you can get back online and continue the conversation. That way it's seamless for the person venting. Because two things, you know they're not ready to hear that you're positive because they didn't call for that. And second, it saves you from having that toxic dump ground that sometimes we can be when we're kind and empaths and we're light workers and we're caring people. So just remember that self-care is in the details. Self-care is how you think. Self-care is the choices you make throughout the day. And self-care during the coronavirus sounds ridiculous or low priority or maybe strange for some of you right now that haven't turned that corner. But remember that there's a lot of fear. And rather than not doing the self-care and slowing down and paying attention to things and recognizing that you have the power to shift your emotions and you have the power to vibrate high, now it's more important than ever to surround yourself with uber positivity. I highly recommend Abram Hicks. She's amazing. Just Google her on YouTube and you'll be hooked like I am. I listen to her nonstop when I need to shift from a conversation like that. In fact, more than ever, it's very important that we stay positive and that we join as a collective to get us all through this. Because if we were to watch the TV and just continually stay in fear, then our doomsday may come. But we have to make sure that we band collectively together. Now, mind you, self-care is not simple. Part of self-care is taking the time to stop and enjoy the fact that life is slower and you can finally breathe. Think about that. You don't have to get in the car. You're not using fuel and resources to get from one place to another. You're not rushing your child to school where you can't even ask her how her day is. Let yourself be so present during this time that you recall the different times, the different details in the trees or the people you meet or you pass by. Pay attention to the little things that your child is doing. Slow down and even smell your child's hair. Look at the sky. That is remarkable to me that I never took the time to look at the sky. I was working so much. It was like my whole world was just this tiny little dot. When really you look at the sky and you realize how small we are in this expanse. So shift everything. Stay calm. Connect to nature. That's why all these memes about moms telling their kids to walk. It's something natural, and it tells us to slow down, enjoy the day. It's actually an amazing time to take a hot bath even. There is this really great meme that I saw, and it's from at Miss Packy Yeti. That's her Twitter handle. And she says, check on your friends. They're always checking on you. Check on the ones that spread positivity and perspective when things get rough. Their cup may be empty. They may have poured everything out for others. They may be short on inspiration and searching for faith to give to you as well. So this is the time to reconnect with the family members that are in your house, maybe the people that you haven't had a moment to check on. But be careful, because negativity will come in and will strike. And so if you're aware of it, then you can sort of say, okay, you know what? I really have to make dinner for my family right now. Is it okay if I call you later? And maybe that person in a kind way will understand and get the hint. But you can't allow yourself to get continuously sucked into these negative emotions. The best thing for you to do right now is to take a bath. Take a long hot shower. Take the time to hug your kids. Take the time to ask them how they're doing during this crisis. That's one of the major things that can really help with stress relief. And I think also enjoy it. It's such a shift because everyone is fearful. But enjoy the details. Take a look at your garden. I spent some time just kind of looking at how I organized my kids' photos. Or take the time to give yourself yoga breaks. YouTube is amazing now that we can get it on TV. Take the time to breathe in and breathe out. Use those bath bombs that you hadn't used in years because you were saving it for a special occasion. Now is the time to slow down and take care of yourself and focus on the beautiful details that are life. Just slow down. And as soon as you look around, you'll be amazed at what you never noticed in your own home or in your own bedroom or in your own children or in your own spouse. Hold hands, smile, even make a cup of tea. Make it a ritual. Because every moment counts right now. As we wait for this horrible pandemic to be over, look around and make sure too that you have written at least 3 things each day or shared 3 things each day with your family members about how you're grateful. I'm grateful for the warm bed. I'm grateful for my family being healthy right now. I'm grateful for the food and the fact that I still have a job. Those are things that you can sit and be very grateful for. And even if you are one of those unfortunate people that don't have a job or maybe your work's on hold, maybe this is the time to reflect on what you really want to do. And maybe spend the time thinking about your dreams. Can you imagine that? In the end, I want to remind you all, we will make it through this. In the end, it'll just make us all appreciate everything we took for granted so much more. All the beauty around us, all the abundance around us, take time to notice it. Be sure to check out my other podcast on relationships during the coronavirus. I think it's an important time for us to slow down and reflect. I want to thank you for listening today. I'm grateful for you, and I'm grateful for the time that you have given me. I'm actually grateful that you can truly shift into a life that is full of abundance and love and light. Please reach out to me if you have any questions. I'm here to serve. You can reach me at Bold BIZ Coach. You can find me on Instagram or Twitter, or sign up for my exclusive collection of basically strong and inspired women at kindlepike.com. I hope you have a wonderful day, and we'll talk to you soon.